Hello everyone, I hope all of you are keeping well. So I have this thing to talk at, and I guess many of you can relate to this. So do you like things at their intense form? Do you perceive everything at its depth? And sometimes you think of it as a curse for understanding everything deeply. Let me ask you these questions. Does it make you feel bad when you just end up a relation which was with someone who used to always make you feel neglected? Does it make you feel like now you can just lift up this whole world after reading some self-help book? When you're having a fight with your favorite person, does it bring an emotional breakdown in you? Except angel. Well, if for all these questions your answer is yes, then you are not like others. You are more sensitive. You are more sentimental. Which is also your beauty, but also something which is the reason of you crying buckets and buckets over serious people. I hope you understood that knowing everything from its depth, it's actually a blessing. If you saw this top deeply again, I know you must have understood what I mean. What I mean when I say care for everyone, spread love everywhere you go. But when you feel neglected, somewhere like not invited, remember to just close, shut that thing down. And now all I'd really say is choose with your heart. Choose something which becomes the reason for your own happiness. For sure one day we'll make this whole world more kinder. Intense feelings, they happen when our emotions knows no end. Like drowning in happiness, always so overwhelming feel, excitement over little things, little dangerous maybe. So something which I know well that we should get rid of it ASAP. Because as I said earlier, we're also more emotional. And it happens to us a lot more often that whenever we meet someone, talk to them even for a short period of time. But we end up thinking that they are the one. Yes, they are the one. The one whom I have been searching for since decades. But sadly, sadly they also end up leaving us. And it takes us a long time, or maybe never, to get out of that heart-wrenching grief. Because we just take them up to our heart because of these intense feelings only. So we should learn to balance our emotions. The one who couldn't keep it up, they're the one who is called as toxic people. So yeah, why not to repeat after me? I will not give in to toxicity. I will not give in to toxicity. I will not give in to toxicity. Hope it made you feel good and light. Bye everyone. See you in the next episode.